Chapter 16. Learning to Inhabit Your Body. Yoga. As we begin to re-experience a visceral reconnection with the needs of our bodies, there is a brand new capacity to warmly love the self. We experience a new quality of authenticity in our caring, which redirects our attention to our health, our diets, our energy, our time management. This enhanced care for the self arises spontaneously and naturally, not as a response to a should. We are able to experience an immediate and intrinsic pleasure in self-care. Stephen Cope, from Yoga and the Quest for the True Self. The first time I saw Annie, she was slumped over in a chair in my waiting room, wearing faded jeans and a purple Jimmy Cliff t-shirt. Her legs were visibly shaking, and she kept staring at the floor even after I invited her in. I had very little information about her, other than that she was 47 years old and taught special needs children. Her body communicated clearly that she was too terrified to engage in conversation, or even to provide routine information about her address or insurance plan. People who are this scared can't think straight, and any demand to perform will only make them shut down further. If you insist, they'll run away, and you'll never see them again. Annie shuffled into my office and remained standing, barely breathing, looking like a frozen bird. I knew we couldn't do anything until I could help her quiet down. Moving to within 6 feet of her and making sure she had unobstructed access to the door, I encouraged her to take slightly deeper breaths. I breathed with her and asked her to follow my example, gently raising my arms from my sides as she inhaled and lowering them as she exhaled, a qigong technique that one of my Chinese students had taught me. She stealthily followed my movements, her eyes still fixed on the floor. We spent about half an hour this way. From time to time, I quietly asked her to notice how her feet felt against the floor and how her chest expanded and contracted with each breath. Her breath gradually became slower and deeper. Her face softened, her spine straightened a bit, and her eyes lifted to about the level of my Adam's apple. I began to sense the person behind that overwhelming terror. Finally, she looked more relaxed and showed me the glimmer of a smile, a recognition that we both were in the room. I suggested that we stop there for now. I'd made enough demands on her, and asked whether she would like to come back a week later. She nodded and muttered, "You sure are weird." As I got to know Annie, I inferred from the notes she wrote and the drawing she gave me that she had been dreadfully abused by both her father and her mother as a very young child. The full story was only gradually revealed as she slowly learned to call up some of the things that had happened to her without her body being hijacked into uncontrollable anxiety.